Today's shiur is brachas daf mem beis. Mem beis, we are on mem alef mem beis, and if anybody ever wanted to start with dessert, right here is the day that we're going to start with it. Anyway, so we discussed yesterday the hilchasa of Rav Papa. On daf mem alef mem beis, where Rav Papa says, the halacha is that anything that's ba machmas hasuda does not need a separate bracha. Anything that's lo machmas hasuda gets a new bracha lefnehem and does not get a new bracha leacharehem. So there are some details, differences in how to understand what does it mean betoch hasuda, what does it mean lachar hasuda. Rashi has a chiddush where there might even be times where one eats something after benching that does not require a bracha leachareha. Tosas does not like that. He can't fathom that you won't have to make a bracha achroni after you eat something. So Tosas goes through different pshat. The Bali Tosfos Shita is the one that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and Lamaisa Rova Poskim seem to assume that anything that's ba lo machbas asuda, as we said yesterday, anything that we're eating during the meal that is not for the meal, that's not for satiation purposes. For example, we're eating an apple because we want a sweet ear. We're eating maror because it's a mitzvah derabanan or daraisa b'zman mikdash to eat maror during the meal. Any of those are lo ba machmas asuda, and therefore that would require its own bracha rishona. Bracha achrona, we say, is nechlal in benching, so one would not need a separate bracha achrona. But bracha rishona, one would need, and that's what the Shar HaTziyun in Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin, Kuf Ayin Zayin, Sif Zayin, the Shar HaTziyun talks about desserts. Says the Shar HaTziyun, the Af Bimakomos. We'll start with the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura says, on the Shulchan Aruch, v'im heim dvarim habam shalom achbas asuda, dahainu, she'ein derech l'kvo asuda aleim l'afes b'hem es apas, it's not the way to eat it with bread, kukon, te'einim v'anavim v'chol minei peris, we don't have fruit, whole fruit dipped, eaten with bread, so, im ochel osam below pas, tu'un bracha lefneim, I need a bracha beforehand, because hamotzi does not patur them. Says the Mishnah Brura, sifkatan dalet, v'chein kol davar shebarak l'kinuach, Vilola hasbia, anything that comes for kinuach, for tasty purposes, but not to help satiate. So that requires its own bracha. Says the Shar HaTziyun, v'yapim mekomo shenagu lechol peros mivushalim b'chol sudel basof. Even if it's cooked fruit, if somebody has baked apple, somebody has even a cooked item, cooked fruit at the end of the meal, gamkein mistavra lechora delo chashivi k'dvar mabah machbas asuda. L'chora is not part of the meal. Kivan shal kalpanim rak l'kinuach imbam v'lo l'afis hapas. Even if you always have it. Still, v'gam lo l'mazon l'sova. V'ein dove l'machal hanasim yirakos. And it's not like food that's made from yirakos, shakorin, merin. Right, that's carrots. Right, so that's not for domen. No, because gam sham. There, still the minhag ha'olam is to, that's part of the suda. That's a side dish. Cooked vegetables are side dishes. Baked apple is not a side dish. Baked apple is or applesauce, unless it's Hanukkah, but generally eaten as a dessert. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, and this is what Rav Post can assume, that if there is a dessert that's lo ba machbas ha-se'uda, so one would require a dessert on it. Piskei Tshuvos also discusses this right here in Kufayin Zion. That's the simon about this discussion. Lefize bizmanenu yish levarach bar pri adama alavatiach umelin tutsadeh ubanana v'ananas v'domeh shemeviyim besof v'asudah l'kinuach. So you bring fruit out at the end of the meal before benching. One requires a separate bracha, whether it's ha'etz, whether it's hadama v'chulu. V'chein sukariot v'shokolatim. Somebody brings candies. V'shar minei masika she'enan bo'en klal l'sova o'el afes elo l'tainu greida yesh l'varech alem shehakol. That's even if somebody brings them in the middle of the meal. The middle of the meal, so that's a shayla. In our house, we give out candies for parsha questions. So if you give out a candy during the meal for parsha questions, so does that get its own shehakol? For the kids, that is suda. Right, so l'char, they wouldn't go make a shehakol. But there, is it l'kinuach? That's a good shayla. During, if you bring it out at the end of the meal, for sure it gets its own bracha. So that's a more of a tough question, right? If lefize, what about? Well, we'll get to ice cream in a second. But what about the appetizer issue? So the post can say, well, why am I having the appetizer? Why am I having a half a grapefruit? Why? So if it's a gefilte fish, so then that's part of the meal. You don't eat fish to lekinuach. Fish is part of the meal. But if it's a melon, if it's an appetizer, if it's a fruit soup, if it's so that it all depends. If I'm having that just to get my taste buds going. You know, just give me something sweet at the beginning in order, but really, if it's not really part of the meal, then you make a separate bracha. Just like the apple, you make a bracha right after the meal, just like right after hamotzi. But it depends. Appetizers are more of a shayla. Dessert, you finish the meal, then you bring it out. Appetizers are more of a shayla because sometimes appetizers can be seen as lisboa also. It's also to help satiate me. So again, you have to know exactly why, to figure out exactly why I'm having it. Is this really part of the satiation process, or is it likiduach? And again, there might not be a one clear answer by appetizers. Depending who you ask, might be why am I having this? And then he says, Lefize, continuing the Piskei Tshuvos, Gam Masha Nafutz Bishanim Achronos, Lagish Glida Bisofa Seuda. What do you do by ice cream? So Rav El Yashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Vosner all say you got to make a bracha. Again, you're not eating ice cream to get satiated. Tzrichim levarech al eshahakol. There, by ice cream, there are poskim that say maybe it's different, though. Not by the fruit, by the ice cream. Amnam, he quotes Rav Avadya, she'ein zeh pashu levarech al aglita. Kivat shenehaginan lo levarech shahakol al shum mashke. Shehu avilu babesof asuta. You don't make shahakol on drinks that come at the chayshinan, because maybe it's coming to help wash down what I've already eaten already, even if I have a drink at the end. Ubechlal tzarchei asuda. So maybe glida is bechlal mashke. V'zeh nechal la'at machmas kiri ruso v'kfiyuso ina motziyo mechlal mashke. So that's why some are not sure about the ice cream. But again, Rova Poskim seem to say that even by ice cream, one will make a separate bracha, as long as it's coming as a separate stage. Seventh stage of the meal. And he said, Majagla Havi, but then he gets it, I didn't read you the appetizer line. Majagla Havi, Bitskilas Atsudas, Hagdolos, cocktail, Peros, Osharmine Peros, Yishlavarech Aleim. Barapriya Eitz, or Barapriya Dhamma, they're not Niftar, because the assumption is most of the time that appetizers are not really part of the meal. They're like dessert at the beginning, right? Just to give a sweet taste at the beginning, but not really part of the meal. And also all of the Simanim. So what about the siman? The simanim that we're going to say in a couple of nights. So if it's the simanim that I never eat, so then you might have to make a new bracha. What if it's, I take carrot out of the soup? I always eat carrots. But I'm dafka going to say a yihi ratzon here, a carrot? That doesn't get its own bracha. You always eat carrots. You always, if somebody always has leek in the soup, and you're going to take a piece of leek out, then you're going to say a bracha. Rimonim, so you never have pomegranates at the beginning of the meal. So that you're going to take a new bracha. So it all depends what exactly is the purpose. By the way, we mentioned the pastor's derech agav, you're allowed to say the hirotzos even if you don't have the food. Right? You don't dafka need the food. You can say it's a nice tefillah even without all the foods. You can say she'eh l'rosh v'lo zanav even though there's no head of a sheep on your table. Right? You want to be the rosh v'lo zanav. Right? That the food is just an impetus to remind me to say that. But lav dafka, that one specifically needs the foods there in order to say them. Okay. Let us continue. Oh, there's one other issue that comes up in Tosfos here, and that is in terms of Bracha Achrona. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simen Reish Ches, Siftes, that, as we've mentioned, one requires a Bracha Achrona, one requires to eat a shear in order to make a Bracha Achrona. Reish Ches, Siftes. One requires a shear. A shear of what requires a Bracha Achrona? So if you have one food item, so you eat the shear of that item. But what if you have a mixture of flour and other ingredients? How much do you have to eat a kazayis of what to make an alamichya? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Erif kemach v'dochan v'shar mine kitnios im kemach shal chamesh mine dagon u'bishlo bakadeira. A regular case where you have flour, but you also have honey, and you have sugar, and you have all the other ingredients. Mivarech barim ne mizonos v'alamichya. The Shulchan Aruch says, "V'masav imenu pas v'varech hamotzi v'rechaz hamazon v'dafka sheyesh be'oso kemach v'chameshes aminim kedei sheyochal menu kazayis dagon v'chleichilos pras." As long as you have a good amount of the flour, avalam ein bozeh hashir bechemeshes aminim. So then, einim b'varech lebasof b'rechaz hamazon. You're not going to bench on them if you didn't have enough kedei achilas pras, but you're going to say an alamichya on them. But you're going to say alamichya. You're never going to bench if you don't have enough flour. But you're going to say an alamichya. That is what the Mishnah Berurah says. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you ever have a case where you say hamotzi and an alamichya? That's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. If you have flour and you're being koveh suda on it, and you have some type of cookie bread type of item, but you don't have kezayis mechtechik those parts. You're going to say amotzi and alamechia. The Mishnah Berurah says most achronim argue on this. No, if you don't have enough of something, you'll say a bar and a fashis. You're not going to say an alamechia. Okay, and these machmazeh royal rei shemayim shlo yochal paskazeh, only eat this bread betoch asuta. Fine, but then Mishnah Berurah continues later on and says mikol makom. What about a cookie that has a lot of other ingredients in it? Kagon, lidin paski sunin shema orav betavlin harbe. Kagon sukar lekach. Noah gina olam levarich alav lebasof alamecha kshiyish bo kezayis. The minhag olam is to make a bracha on a cookie if it's a kezayis. Just looking at the cookie, not figuring out how much flour is in there. Av shemim min dagan levado shenimsavo ain bo shir kezayis. That's the minhag olam that Mr. Brewer points out. Vuulai shetama mebnei shatavlin ba lahachshir es ochel mitzarif im ochel gufa lekashir. That's the minhag olam. That's what most people do. He does it on lecharchila tov lizayir l'sha'er sheyia behakemach shir kezayis. Lecharchila, try to figure out how much flour is in here in order to make, to eat enough of the flour. So if somebody eats a couple of cookies, then you're okay. If you eat one cookie or maybe two cookies, that's more of a problem. I used to have a friend that used to figure out based on the ingredients how much flour went into the whole. Recipe and how many cookies came out of it, the ratio, how much flour was in each cookie. Okay, that's somebody who was very focusing on this lechatchila. The minhag olam is to take all the other ingredients, make up the cookie. And therefore you can say alamichya even on the lechatchila of all of the ingredients. But again, that comes up here in the discussion of Tosfos. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Sha'alu es Benzoma, 5 lines from the bottom. Mipnei ma amru, dvarim habay machmas hasuda besoch hasuda. Why do we say items that come during the meal, to be eaten with the meal, eidam tudim bracha lo lefnem lo lachareyem? Why doesn't anything during a meal need its own bracha? Amar lahem holu pas patrasan. Because the bread patters them. Bread bothers them. If it's the bread hamotzi is not specifically on bread, but it's on the meal. It's a meal bracha. It's not just a bread bracha. And therefore, hamotzi pothers. Seihachi they ask Benzoma. Nyai nami nifterei pas. So why doesn't pas pater wine? If I have wine during my meal, I have to make a bari priya gafen. Why doesn't hamotzi pater that? Says the Gemara. Shiny ayin. Degorim bracha la'atzmo. Wine is different because it causes a bracha to itself. What does that mean? Gorim bracha la'atzmo. So we had that earlier, right? We had the machlokes on daf memam abeis. Remember the machlokes, Rav Yochanan and Rav Huna, whether shahakol works for wine. And the Gemara there said, according to Rav Huna, it's not. And Rashi quoted our Gemara. Rashi over there, to the top of Memem Abayis, Rashi quoted, Goyim Bracha La'atzmo. That's why it wouldn't pater Yain and Pas. But now we're saying, one to another. Pas wouldn't pater wine because of the Goyim Bracha La'atzmo. What does that mean? So Rashi said there, and here, it's so common. Goyim Bracha La'atzmo, you have wine even when you're not in the mood to drink wine. Like at a wedding, like at a Kiddush, and Havdalah. So there's something significant about it, the fact that it's demanded of you, even if you're not in the mood to drink. L'shem mitzvah, and therefore it's too chashiv to be niftar by another bracha. Goyim bracha la'atzmo. If you remember earlier, the other pshat we had, goyim bracha la'atzmo, was the Rishash over there on Memem Aveis, where the Rishash says, because it's the only item that gets its own bracha, the only food item. It's not just a category. All other brachas got categories. All mizonos are within mizonos. All ha'eitz, all ha'adama. But when it comes to wine and bread, they get their own bracha. That makes it special. So today is Rashi and the Rishash. What exactly is meant? If you look at the end of this Tosfos here, the end of the top Tosfos that went over, he also talks about Pesach issues, about the maror in the meal that we require a bari priyadama, but we're niftar with the bracha on karpas earlier. That's the end of this Tosfos. He discusses those issues. Okay, top line. Rav Huna achal tlesa rifti. Rav Huna ate 13 breads. 13 breads. Rashi says, v'lo birich acharav. He didn't make a bracha afterwards. Lo birich acharav. He didn't make any bracha afterwards. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. Lo birich acharav. Achal tlesa rifti. B'nei tlasa tlasa bakava. 13 breads. They were each. B'nei tlasa tlasa bakava. The measurement when you can make 3 chalas for each kav. Kav is 24 eggs. So that was the size of the breads. V'lo barich. And he did not make a bracha. So Rashi here says, Lo birich acharav. The Rashba, the Ritva say, he didn't bench. That's what it means. He didn't bench. A little different. That's the pashas of this line, but a little dachuk in the language of the Gemara that is coming up. But we'll see. Anyway, he didn't make some type of bracha. Amalei Rav Nachman, Adi Kafna. You're eating this because you're hungry. So what are you not making brachas for? Rashi has two days here. Rashi quotes a couple of the Gaonim in this Rashi. Nice historical Rashi. Rashi says, first Klomar, fourth line of Rashi, Eil l'ravo nechlu. You're eating this because you're hungry. V'yachila meruba kazulo nifteres mi bracha. Ela, you just can't be niftar with another bracha. Ela kol she'achem kovet achilasam b'kach, ton brachas amazon, as we'll see soon. You can't get away without benching on 13 loaves. Right? Says Rabbi Nachman to Rav Huna, you got a bench. Rashi quotes that from Rav Hai. And then he quotes other Rebbeim, Rabboseinu Pirshu, Tleisa Rifti Mipash Shalanu, V'lobirich Acharav, Mishim Shalosava. He didn't bench because he wasn't satiated. And he quotes that from Rav Yehuda Igon, the Bahag. And he says, I don't like that pshat, because we had earlier, Gemara and Daf Chof. We bench even if we're not satiated. What, he didn't hold like those days, Ad Kebetza, Ad Kizayas? Who doesn't hold like that? Somebody holds Lamaisa that you're not going to bench unless you're satiated? Nobody says that. We're machmir on ourselves. So that's what Rashi likes the first pshat of Rav Haigon, that it means, what do you mean? You ate for satiation and because you were hungry and you have to bench. So Rav Nachman says, Ella kol she'achirim kovim alav su'uda tzarech levarech. Any time where most people are koveya su'uda, one has to bench. One has to bench. Okay, we'll continue and then we'll talk more about it. Rav Yehuda havi asig le lebrei bei Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. Rav Yehuda was marrying off his son to the daughter of Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. Just as a side point, you see the Machatanim have the same name, and that wasn't a problem. Sometimes there's a lot of issues with the father-in-law, the Sefer Chassidim has the father-in-law, the son-in-law, the daughter-in-law, the mother-in-law. So he has some of this in his Tzava'a. We've quoted many times the Tshuva of the Nodabi Yehuda, who says that much of the Tzava'a is against Shas, against Halachas. So it must be that Tzava'a was only for his family, it wasn't for Klal Yisrael, or else, you know, we wouldn't be able to accept it, because it goes against items in the Gemara. But here's an example. We have two Machatanim, both named Yehuda. Right, Rav Yehuda, Yasul Rebbe, Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva, also the Kamayo Pasa Baba Kisnin. So they brought Pasa Baba Kisnin. Ooh, we had that once yesterday. We've got to talk about what that is. Literally, bread that has pockets in it. They brought a type of mizonos, what we would call mizonos. Ki Asa Shaminu, when he came, Ashaminu, to come Avarchi Hamotzi, he heard that they were making Hamotzi. They were serving these rolls at the wedding. So, Amar Lahu, my tzitzi da Shrecha Shamana. What is this tzitzi that I hear? From the word hamotzi. Do I hear people saying hamotzi? Dilma hamotzi lechem in aris kama varchisu. Do I hear hamotzi on these? I told the caterer to put Amazonos rolls. Right? So, amrilei. In, yes, it's hamotzi. Detanya Rebbe Muna Amar Mishum Rebbe Yehuda. Pas Baba Kisnin, Mavarchan Alea, Hamotzi. Because pas, that comes in pockets, you make Hamotzi on. V'yomer Shmuel, Halacha Rebbe Muna. And Shmuel says, Halacha Rebbe Muna. That's why they say Hamotzi. Amalu, he says to them, I don't understand. Ain't Halacha Rebbe Muna Itmar. I heard that Halacha is not like Rebbe Muna. And you don't make Hamotzi on that. Amri Le, V'hamarhu Da'amar Mishmei Shmuel Lachmanios. But didn't you say the name of Shmuel, that Lachmanios, these types of rolls, Ma'arvin Bahen, you could use them to make an Eruv, meaning you could set it for an Eruv Chatzeris, you could use it, or for an Eruv Tchumen, right? You could use it for an Eruv to establish a meal. Umivarchan Alein Amotzi. Didn't you say it yourself, that you could say Amotzi on them? Answer, no. Shaini Hasim, to Kava Suda Sayu Alayhu. No, I only said that if you're Kaveh Suda on it. If you have this as your meal, aval hecha zelo kava suda se alayu lo. But if you're not being kovei suda on it, no. And I guess in the story, he didn't think there would be kovei suda on it. That's why he got upset. And therefore, but maybe the answer was they were being kovei suda. Right? If you have some of these at a smorgasbord, is that kvia suda or is that not kvia suda? Right? So we'll have to talk about it. Okay, so let's talk now about this issue. There are two issues to talk about. What is pasa baba kisnin and what is kvia suda? Those are two issues. If you look in the Rush here, the Rush discusses in Simon Lamed, he has a couple of opinions. What does Kviya Suda mean? What if I'm Kviya Suda, but nobody else is Kviya Suda on this item? What if other people are Kviya Suda, but I'm not? Right? Other people, they treat this as a meal, but I don't. So the Rush quotes here in Simon Lamed, he quotes the Rambam. The Rush quotes right here in Simon Lamed, because of our Rambam, because of our Rabbeinu Moshe Zal, the Macherim Einam Kovin, I'm not sure if this is the Rambam, the Rebbeinu Moshe. Temacher Einun Kovim Afilu Kishihu Koveya. If other people are not Koveya Suda, even if he is Koveya Suda, Eino Mevarech. You do not make a motzi. De Basar Rov Azlinon Ubatla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. That is, I thought it was the Rambam, because then he calls the Raivet. Right? If a Raivet Zalkasav, Vimaya Koveya Allah Afilu Mashu. Mivarech Allah betchila hamotzi levasof shalosh brachos says the Rosh that the Raivin holds no, it goes by you. V'nirin divrei Rabbeinu Moshe, and he thinks that the Rambam is correct. So who do you go by? Do you go by yourself or do you go by the world? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch Kuf Samach Ches, right, it's in Hilchas Betzias Hapas, says the Shulchan Aruch Pas Haba Bekistin. We still didn't define what that is. Mivarech Allah b'rene mizonos l'achra bracha b'achas bein shalosh. If you are not Koveya Suda and nobody's ever Koveya Suda, so then Mizonos and Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. Cookies. I have a couple of cookies as a snack. I have a piece of cake. I make a Mizonos. That's Pasal of a Kiss, as we'll see. And I make an Alamichya. V'im Achal Mimenu Shir She'achirim Regiyin Likvoa Alav. If you eat enough that most people are Koveya Suda on, Af Alpi Shehu Lo Sava Mimenu, but if you eat the amount and you eat it in a way where most people, that's a suda for people, even if it's not for you, you say hamotzi. Right? He quotes that first day. And then he says, Vim bitchila, what happens if you made a mizonos but then you ate this amount because you didn't realize? You still going to bench afterwards. So the bench, he doesn't, oh, I made a mizonos so I don't have to bench. No. If I ended up eating a kviya suda of this pasal b'kisa, I don't have to bench anyway. And then he says the other way. V'im achal shir shachirim ein kovin alav. What if most people are not kovei suda? Avo pishahu kovei alav. Even though he is einu mevarech elo burim neimizonos ubracha achas bein shalosh. Debatla daito eitzel kol adam. What if I ate 10 crackers? I ate 10 crackers. And let's say that's pasal b'kistin. We'll see in a minute. But I ate that crackers. So most people aren't kovei this. That's not a meal for most people. But I'm on a diet or whatever it is. And this is my lunch. I eat 10 crackers with dips. That's my meal. Do I wash and bench on that? Says the Shulchan Aruch, no. You go by the general rule, what people do. The Bir Alachi here says, interestingly, do you go by the world? What if there are different populations in the world? Zakenim and Na'arim. What if there are different ways of eating in different areas of the world? So the Bir Alacha says it might go by population. You might not have to go by what the rule of the world does. He's an elderly person or a young child. Whatever that population that you're part of does, that's what you would go by. Because everybody at their type goes by that. That's why I saw in one of the svarim. What about a teenager? A teenage boy might eat a different amount than a normal human being, right? So what do you say then? So they might have different kfiya suda rules than others in a chinami, as long as it's pasal b'kistin. Remember, this is all about pasal b'kistin, which we're about to define now. If it's pas and not pasal b'kistin, there's nothing to talk about. Hamotzi and berchas hamazon. That's bread. If I have a little piece of bread, I have to wash. If I have a kazayis of bread, I have to bench. Even if I wasn't koveya suda, because that's bread. That's not pasal b'kistin. So let's get to that right now. So what is pasal b'kistin? What is it? What is it that it's not regular bread? What makes it not regular bread? So 3 days in the Rishonim, and they're all quoted in Shulchan Aruch. All three opinions quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Hananel says it's what we would call a pie. Right, it's bread baked with a pocket of honey, sugar, and nuts and spices. That's quoted in the Rashba here, quoted in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Hananel quotes that it is what we would call a pie. That is first day. Let's see if I can find it. If not, then we'll go further. Oh, get back to smorgasbords. Remind me. Number one. That's the Rabbeinu Hananel. The Rambam says in Hilchos Brachos, it's dough. That's made, the dough is made, not a pocket. It's not like the Kodesh Rabbeinu Hananel, you have a regular dough, regular like pie dough, that you stuff things in it, like a real pocket. The Rambam says, no, it's kneaded with, the dough is made with these items. The Rambam says, Isha, v'chein Isa, shelosha bidvash, o b'shemen, o b'chalav, o she'irev ba'mine tavlin, va'afa, hiya nikris pasal b'kisnin. That's the Rambam's pasal b'kisnin, if you have a sweet dough. That's why we're going to get to Svardim, you know, make more mizonoses than Ashkenazim because of this Rambam. Right, that if the dough is a sweet dough, so then it's like cake. Basically cake. If we have cake, it's made as a sweet dough or a cinnamon raisin bagel, according to the Rambam. Right, could be in this category. The Ramah quote, when he quotes this Rambam, he notes that it has to have enough sweetness and spices that it's nikar in the taste. That's an important ha'ara, as we'll get to in a minute. Has to have enough that it's nikar in the taste. Ela imkein yesh bahem harbe tavlin o dvash kemine mesika shekimat hadvash v'tavlin heimikar v'chein noagin. That is number two. And then the third day, as Rav Haigon, is basically what we would call a cracker. Something thin and brittle. The Yesh Mefarshim, right, third day. Avim Yeveshim V'Kosisin Osam. V'Hena Nikram Biskons, like biscuits. That's the third day. So all three days are quoted in Simon Kuf Samaches Sif Zayin, and the Shulchan Aruch says V'halacha Kedivrei Kulam Shelachol Elu Hadvarim Nosnin Lahem Dinim Shamarnu V'Pas Hababekisnim. That's all three are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So that's why in all of these, one would go by the laws of Pas Hababekisnim. Meaning, what would that mean? You make a mizonos and a alamichya unless you're koveya seuda on them. What's your kovei asud on them? So, talk about two things. Number one, mizonos rolls. What people call mizonos rolls. Many, many poskim say this is a farce. For two reasons. Number one, you can't taste the difference between the mizonos roll and other rolls. Even if they say they used apple juice in the kneading, what did we just say from the Ramon, the Pshat of the Rambam? It's only if there's a different taste. If you could taste the difference, that's where you would call it pas v'abekisnin. But if you can't taste the difference, well, it's pas. It's not possible because it is bread. And therefore, forget it. It's just a hamotzi. Number one problem. Number two problem is, even if it is pasav abakisnin, if you're kovea sud on it, you wash anyway and you make a motzi. So when you have the mizonos rolls on the airplane or wherever it is, you're basically that's kovea suda. So you gotta say, oh, if you eat the roll as a snack later on in Ryan Boshitas. So for those two reasons, Rabbi Forrest writes, has two pages about this, the fallacy of mizonos rolls. It's very difficult to rely if they don't taste any sweeter than usual. You know, nowadays, the question is, we have some bread that tastes like pas v'abekisnin. You have like a Zamek's yellow challah. So, you know, is that pas or is that pas v'abekisnin? Because the Rambam, that's for sure pas v'abekisnin. That's for sure. But but if you're big kovei suda on it anyway, one is going to wash. There is, though, one other Shulchan Aruch that we need to talk about. And that is the Shulchan Aruch later on in Kuf Samaches Sif Yud Zayin. Kuf Samaches Zayin is what we just spoke about, but in Sif Yud Zayin, he talks about another case. Pashtida, which we would call a kugel. Pashtida, hane'efer, or we think it might be a kugel. Not really a kugel, but it's baked like a kugel. But it's dough that has stuff on it. It has vegetables on it. Hane'efe bataner babasar ubadogim obagvina. A pashtida. It's a dough that you bake in an oven that has meat and fish or cheese, whatever it is. Mevarech alav hamotzi uberchas hamazon. Why? And the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you are a kovei asuda, because this is not pasav abakistin. Shememula babasar shederach lochlam uravon kukdei lusboa. The derech is to eat this as a meal. Vavikamo shar pasva obasar kshochal keechad. All the pasav abakistins that we mentioned generally were not meal foods. They were snack foods. Maybe the rye, if you say a cinnamon raisin bagel, you know, is included in that. Maybe that would be a meal food. But the Shulchan Aruch here says, if you have this type of pashtita, which you eat as a meal, you make a hamotzi, even though it has meat v'chulu on it, because it's eaten as a meal. It seems that Rova Poskim assume that bizman hazeh, pizza is a meal food. It's not a snack food. People, you go out to pizza, you eat pizza as lunch. You don't eat pizza as a snack food. Maybe 30 years ago, pizza was eaten more as a snack food. But bizman hazeh, it's eaten as a meal food. And therefore, for two reasons, l'chora, at least for two reasons, most poskim say that one has to wash and treat pizza as bread, not as pasa babakistnin. This is what Rebelsky says, or Rav Shechter says, or Zalman Nechemya Goldberg, and Ruba Deruba of the Poskim say that today, Bezman Azeh, we have to treat pizza as meal food, not as a snack food. And therefore, even, number one, if you're Kaveh Suda on it, then for sure, because then even if it is pasa babakistnin, you have to wash. But even if one is not, let's say I'm just eating a slice of pizza on the run, in the car, whatever it is, according to Rova Poskim, it seems that you have to wash. You have to wash because we have to treat it as pas, not pasaba bekistin. Regardless of the shear. There is a shmua. It's not recorded anywhere, but there's a shmua, and it's been verified. A shmua b'shem Rav Moshe. The Rav Moshe has the chiluk of one to two slices. One slice is mazonos, and two slices. Some people have it two slices versus more than two slices. If you have a French fries also, that relates to the issue we said before. Could all the other ingredients add in? That's the shmua of Rav Moshe. Do we know if Rav Moshe would say that b'zman hazeh? I guess we could ask. I know some listeners are close with the David Feinstein. We could ask him. But do we know? Because according to him, maybe people had different eating habits then. Maybe it was more of a snack food. But b'zman hazeh, when people eat pizza as a food, what's the difference between the pizza and the pashtita? That's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. If you eat it as a meal food, so it's a meal food. And that's why it seems Rova Poskim say that b'zman hazeh, one has to treat pizza as pas, not pas ababakistan, and therefore, no matter what, one has to wash anyway. Okay, so that's related to mizonos breads, and that's related to pizza. Okay, let's continue. Says the, and that's what the, if you look in the Zos HaBracha, which is, one of the big Sfarim also on Birchas Hanan, and he says, pizza, asher yisasa asuyi mimayin v'kemach bilvad, hanem keres bashuk v'chasa hamotzi, kibon sheregilus yilecho machala pizza gam lasova. Any together pasav abakistnin v'chein horeli agon of shlomo zaman oyerbach chaim pesach Scheinberg agon of Moshe Sternbach. Okay, you can add those three poskim to the list. Again, that's the that's what we say. That's what the chokim say. You're not eating it for sova. We all eat it for sova. So that's what he that's what seems to be the halacha. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Where are we? Right in the middle. Rav Papa equal the Bay Rav Huna, Braid Rav Nasan, Rav Papa visited, Basa the Gamar Sudu Sayu, after they finished the meal. Aisu the Kamayu, Midi Lamechal, they brought him something else to eat after they finished the meal. Shakal Rav Papa the Ka'achil, Rav Papa took it and started eating. Amri Le, Lo Sarah Lamar, Gamar Asu Milachal, but didn't you like have a Hesach Hadas already? You finished eating. How could you not make a new bracha? How could you just eat? Amar lahu salik itmar. No, I don't hold that if you finished eating, you've had a hesach hadas. I say if they remove the table in front of you. In the olden days, you used to have a table in front of each person, like by the kara, by Pesach days. So that's what it means. So as long as the table's in front of me, I didn't have a hesach hadas. Rav of Reb Zera Iklo be Reish Galusa. They went to visit the Reish Galusa, the head of the exilarch. Lebaser de saliku tachami kamayu. After their table was removed in front of them. Shadru luhu ristina mi bei Reish Galusa. They brought another portion from the Reish Galusa. Rava achal v'Reb Zera lo achal. Rava partook and Reb Zera did not. Amar le lo sava lamar salik itmar salik asur milacho. Okay, forget gamar. But they took away the table here. So how could you eat more? How could you eat more? I'm making a bracha. So Amar le said no. Anan atacha de Reish Galusa samchinan. We rely on the table of the Reish Galusa. Meaning we're not in charge here. We always know the Reish Galusa is in charge. And therefore, we always know that he might bring us more stuff. We have no idea if it's really finished. So as long as we're not in charge, and we don't have a specific das to finish, so we rely on the Reish Galusa. Where does this come up? Lamaisa? Tosa says, Dibra Maskel Atacha. What happens? It could come up sometime. You finish the meal at the Seder, and you wash by Machronim, and you're about to bench. You're like, oh, the Afikomen! Forgot the afikomen. It happens sometimes. It's late at night, early in the morning. So if you already had a hesach hadas, you have to make a new bracha on the afikomen. Tosa says no. Why? Atakat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Samchinan. We all know that you have to eat the afikomen. What? If you ask anybody, do you have to eat the afikomen? Of course you have to eat the afikomen. So just like in the Gemara, they relied on the Reish Galusa. Here we rely on the halacha. We rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you always. What happens though if you benched already? If you benched already, that's more of a problem. If you benched already, Tosa says, "Imshalchachu birech loach avikomen ain't sarach lachzer." Tosa says, "There's nothing to do about it. You already benched and you can't eat more." Okay, that's the important line of Ataka the Rish Galusa. Amarav, haragil b'shemen, shemen ma'akvo. If somebody usually washes their hands with oil at the end of their meal, so then, until they do that, it's not called the Hesach Hadas, it's not called not stopping the meal, and therefore, they can still eat. Amar Rav Ashi ki Avin and Bei Rav Kahana. When I was by Rav Kahana, Amar Lani said to us, Kagona na, deregilin b'mishcha, Mishva ma'akvalan. Like us, we always wipe our hands with oil before we bench, so that's why oil is ma'akev. So we don't hold like any of these. Ella, we hold it as follows. We hold that it all goes by mayim achronim. That's the end of the meal. Ella ki adam Rav Chiya Barashi Amarav. Shalosh chifosein. Rav says there are three immediate halachos. Takeif means immediate. Three tchifosein. Take off the smicha shchita. Immediately after you do smicha on the animal, you have to shech the animal. Take off the gula tfila, as we've had already. Take off smicha's gula tfila right after gula tfila. And take off the netilas yadayim bracha right after you do netilas yadayim. This netilas yadayim means Rashi mayim achronim. Bracha, supposed to do a bench right after mayim achronim. There's some scary stories. There's a story I saw in the Rav Chaim Vital quotes from the Arizal. There was somebody who was having difficulty, and he had a shoulder problem. And he kept having shoulder pain. And he goes to the Arizal, and the Arizal, as we know, can see what somebody does wrong on their forehead. And he says, "What am I doing?" He says, "You're talking between Mayim Achronim and Netilas Yadayim and benching, and therefore you're not doing this takeif. And therefore, switch around the letters. You have katef. You have a problem with your shoulders. And therefore, it says the Arizal, you know, start not talking and not being mafsik between Netilas Yadayim and the bracha. Okay, Mayim Achronim is a separate topic in terms of whether it's noach b'zman hazeh. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but those some have the minhag not to do it. One should follow their minhag. Amar Abaya, Afa Anu Nomar. Abaya added on one more takeif. Takeif of Tamid Chachamim bracha. Immediately being close to a Talmid Chacham brings bracha to those near them. Shanet, right, this is the only one that's not a chronologic takeif. It's just right in proximity. Shanet Mar Vayivarcheni Hashem Bikol Echa. Right, said by Lavan Vibayis Ema Mehacha Shanet Mar Vayivarch Hashem Es Beit Hamitzri Biglal Yosef. Right, near Yosef, near Yaakov, there is bracha. Remember, what we just to mention, when we speak about Takeif L'Geula Tfila, speak of L'Geula Tfila, remember the Rashi in the name of the Yerushalmi. Beautiful Rashi in the Yerushalmi on Daf Dalet. Rashi quoted the mashal for Smichas Gula Tfila. It's like an ani that goes to a door and knocks on the door, wants the Balabais to come. And finally, the Balabais says, I'm coming. He opens the door, the ani had already run away. Right? We build up with Geula. We build up with Pesukei de Zimra and with Berachas Kriyashma and Shema. We finally say, brothers, I'm Gal Yisrael Hashem, and we're knocking on Hashem's door because we want more Geula. And then we're mafsik. Hashem opens the door right after we say, Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael. Then we leave. So that's why you can't be mafsik. Smichas Gula Tfila. As if we did everything. We're at Hashem's door. He's about to open up. Hashem is Fasai Tiftach. Right? And open your door and then we leave. So that's the importance and the significance of Smichas Gula Tfila. By the way, Rabbeinu Nisim Gon right here quotes Psukim for each of these takeifs. Each of these takeifs, if you want to look at Rabbeinu Nisim Gon, he quotes the Psukim that are related. Oh. Good. Just one other horror related to brachas, as we have been talking about. Just one, I saw another formulation that helped a little bit in understanding. We had to call days ago ice cream cones. In terms of making a bracha on ice cream. So he said, if it's a special kind of cone, you have to make a mezonos on that. It's not batel. But if it is just a plain cone, so then we mentioned that many poskim say you don't make a bracha. It's batel. Just make a bracha shahakal on the ice cream, even if you can eat the cone afterwards. You can eat the cone afterwards. So he said, that's somewhat unusual. Why don't you just get it in a cup? So one of the poskim say, the reason, even if you want the cone and not the cup, the point of wanting the cone is because it's fun, not because you want to eat the cone, because you want to hold the ice cream in the cone. So that doesn't make it ikr. It's ikr v'tafel are determined by what you want to eat. So even if you want a cone, I want a cone, I don't want a cup. But if you only want the cone because it's fun, it's more fun to eat ice cream being held in a cone, that still doesn't take away the tafel status of it, lagabi being a food. It's only if I want to eat the cone. So that's a bad mistaver. That's why one poskim might mention say that there's no mezonos on ice cream cone, because even if you want it, you don't want it for the food. You want it for the fun. You want it for the holdings. I didn't mention that for a couple of days ago, so I wanted to get that in. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, continuing a Ketzim Mevarchin, right? A couple more blot to this parak. Birach alei ayin shelefnei hamazon. Patar alei ayin shelachar hamazon. If I have wine before mazon. Right, if I have wine before the meal. They used to serve Rashi quotes, they were the minhag was. They used to have wine at the beginning of the meal just to get their appetites going. They had someone walking around with drinks, right? So that's what they had at the beginning of the meal. So if I make a hagafen at the beginning, there, even before my meal, poter say yayin shel achar hamazon. So then I potter the wine after the meal. What does after the meal mean? Rashi holds before benching. They used to have wine as a kinuach. They used to have wine as a kinuach before the meal and after the meal. So Rashi says, if I made a bracha before the meal and after the meal, if I have wine as an appetizer, let's say, and wine for dessert, the first bracha potters. Why? Because both of those are not part of the meal. So as the first one, I had kavana for wine that's not part of the meal. And that's why it works for the wine at the end of the meal. So birach ala paper shelefnei hamazon. Similarly, if they serve a type of little snack, a little appetizer, the parperes shelefnei hamazon, a type of whatever it is, Rashi says, it's a little pieces of chicken or fish or something, serve it at the beginning, and then they serve it again at the end. Patras paperes shelachar hamazon. So again, whenever I make a bracha on a food that's not part of the meal, that paters all foods that I'm going to eat that are not part of the meal. Part 2. Birach ala pas, pater sa parperes. Now, at a regular, if I have bread, so then that pater's parperes, which is any type of other food during the meal. Ala parperes, la pater sa pas. But if I eat parperes, which is not a hamotzi, so then it does not pater pas. Pas is more chashuv. Beishame omer aflo maisa kadera. Beishame says, it doesn't even work for maisa kadera. Unclear exactly. What is Beishame referring to? The first line about bread, and or the second line about bread. The Gemara will have a suffix, and we will get to it. Part 3. Ha yu yoshvin. If people are sitting around eating, kolechad mevarech la'atzmo. If they are all eating, sitting and eating, they're all eating separately. So they each have to make their own bracha. Hesebu. But if they did heseba, which connected them, they did heseba, now they're all sitting in around one table, then echad mevarech la'kulan, then one person can make the bracha for all of them. Tosas points out that we don't lean today. We don't lean today. So how do we mitzarif to each other? How do we combine to each other to allow one person to make the bracha? Tosva says, our sitting is like their leaning. That's what Tosva says on the bottom. Second line of Tosva. Ela yeshiva shalanu havi kvius lanu kehaseba ditu. Our sitting, meaning if we're all standing around, that's not. But if we're all sitting at a table together, so then we're connected. And therefore, when we're sitting together, that creates a kvius. Let's continue a little more, and then I'll make a comment about that. Let's finish the Mishnah first. Balahem yayin betoch hamazon. If wine comes to them during the meal, kolechad vechad mevarech la'atzmo. Everybody should make their own bracha during the meal. We'll see in the Gemara that it has to do because you don't want anybody to choke. Achar hamazon echad mevarech la'kulam. But after the meal, one person can make the bracha for all. We'll get to in the Gemara. It's better sometimes for one person to make the bracha for everyone. Barov hamahadras melech. And finishing up, the one who benched Omer al hamugmar. They used to bring spices after the meal to make a bracha b'samim on. So the one who benched, I'm sorry, the one who made the bracha on the wine at the end of the meal. That's what we were just talking about. So he gets to make the bracha on the spices for everybody. The avavishim evinat hamugmar al achar asuda. Even though it's after the meal, still. Why? We'll see why. Why does he get that kavod? So we spoke about heseba in those days. Yeshiva bizman hazeh is what creates a connection. This relates to the machlokas by Havdalah. Should one make Havdalah sitting or standing? So machlokas between the Machaber and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says it's in Reish Sadik Vav, Omer Havdalah Miyushav. The Shulchan Aruch says sitting. The Ramah says, V'yesh Omerim Umad V'chei Nogin V'medinos Elos. Whatever you do is good. You go along the Machaber and the Ramah. What are the reasons for this? So the Ramah says, you know why you stand? Because the queen's leaving. When the queen's leaving, you walk them out. So the Malave, the Malka. You accompany the Malka. Havdalah is accompanying the Shabbos queen away. And therefore you stand up, because the queen is leaving. The Shulchan Aruch says, sitting. Why? The post of the Nosei Kelim saw. Why? Because you want to be motzi others, usually when you make Havdalah. And therefore, to create the Kfius, Like our Mishnah says, you have to be sitting. Myri kishemotzi lachem yidei chavasan, says the Mishnah Berurah. V'yalkein kiva de'echad potah chaveiro yishlam l'kulam lasos kvias u'bimu'umad lo havi kvias. So nafka mina could be if there's only one person making a kavdala for himself, then even the Shulchan Aruch would say you could stand. The only reason he says that you should say this because to have the kvias, okay, that's the different dais. It's an interesting tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes in Arachayim, Chelek Hey, Simin Chaf, I think this is. Chelek Hey, Simin Chaf, Osi Zayin. He has a tshuva about standing or sitting for Avdallah. And then he says, there are many people recently that have started to go like the Gra, to try to follow everything that the Gra does. And therefore, he says, Ika habibini tarsh bizman achro jeschilu l'saki shidus ha-Gra. Like I said, the Gra on this line of the Shulchan Aruch, where he says, to make Avdallah miyushav, he says, v'chein ikr. V'chein ikr. So they started sitting down for Avdallah. Says the Rav Moshe, not so fast. Because if you look in other misoras of the Gra, you look at the Sidur HaGra, or Chaim V'lashon writes that he made Avdallah standing. So, even if you want to go like the Gra, don't change your father's minhag, because it's not clear what the Gra said. Over here, so therefore, even if you always go like the Gra, here don't change your minhag, because you don't know. You don't know what the Gra did. You don't know if he went like the Shulchan Aruch or the Rama. And therefore, follow your minhag. And then he says, Ivra, he says, he's asking me what I do. Gamani Mabdul Miyushav, I sit. Why? Because my father sat. And therefore, my Talmidim, my children, and some of my Talmidim sit. But that doesn't mean that everybody should sit. Fascinating tshuva. And he says, you do what your father did. You know, and even if you want to follow the Gra, it's not clear, so just still do what your father did. That's Rav Moshe in Chelek K. Okay, we continue. Amar Rabba. When do we say that wine before the meal, potter's wine during the meal, is only a Shabbos and Yantif? Because that's where you always have in mind you're going to have more wine on Shabbos and Yantif. But on weekdays, you don't know if you can have more wine, so you obviously didn't have it in mind, so therefore you have to make a bracha on the wine when it comes. Only Shabbos or Yantif, or you went out of the bathhouse, or when you bloodlet. Because on those days, you have wine. But other times you make a bracha on every coast. Let's continue and then we'll make a comment. Rabbi Bar Mari iklo be Rabbi Bachol. Rabbi Bar Mari once met him on a weekday. He saw he made separate brachas on the wine during the meal. Amale Yaisher, he says Shkayach, Yashakawach, because that's the halacha. The halacha is that if it's not Shabbos or Yantif, you have to make a separate bracha on wine during the meal. The Chenam Rabbi Shimon Levi says the same thing. Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yosef Ikla Lebe Abaya. B'Yantif, he came to him on Yantif. Chazi Debarech, Akol Kasa V'Kasa. He saw he made a bracha on every coast. Armale Lo Sava Lamar Lo Hadr Rabbi Shimon Levi. Don't you hold like Rabbi Shimon Levi that if it's Shabbos and Yantif and you had wine before the meal, don't you have in mind during the meal that you can have more? So Armale Nimlachanai. I never have wine during the meal. I changed my mind. All of a sudden, I'm like, okay, you know what today I'm going to have. So that's why I needed to make a separate bracha. But I do hold of that halacha normally. If wine comes during the meal, we just spoke about wine before the meal could pater wine during the meal. And wine before the meal could pater wine after the meal. As long as you had it in mind. What about wine during the meal? Could that pater wine after the meal? So that's a shayla. Im timsi lomar. Even if you want to say birich alayin shalafnei amazon, bader alayin shalachra amazon. Even if you want to say like our Mishnah that wine before the meal kapater wine after the meal, meaning wine at the beginning kapater wine that you have for dessert. Mishum dezel lishtos dezel lishtos, because both of those are for the same reason. That's to have a good drink. Aval hacha. But here there's differences between the wine during and the wine after. Dezel lishtos dezel lishros. This one at the end of a meal is to drink, and this one during the meal is to help the food go down. Zelishros. So maybe different purposes, they can't potter each other. Lo, Odil Moloshta, or does it not make a difference? So Rav Amar Poter, Rav Kana Amar Eino Poter, Rav Nachman Amar Poter, Rav Sheshes Amar Eino Poter. Machlokas, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Vachol Tamid, Rav Amri Eino Poter. They say it doesn't potter. Really? Esei Rav Amar Rav Nachman, Bolehem Yayim, Besocha Mazon, Kolechad, Ve'echad, Bevarech La'atzmo. We had earlier, if there's, we had a brisa. If you have wine during the meal, The end of our Mishnah. You had wine during the meal, everybody makes their own bracha. La'achar amazon, after the meal, achar mevarech lekulam. One person can make the bracha for everybody at the end. And we assume, isn't this talking about the same case? First they had wine during the meal, and then they had wine after the meal? And you see they're making brachas after the meal, so you see it doesn't patter? Gemara says, no. It's two separate cases. Amar le, achika amar. Im lo balem yayin betoch amazon. If they didn't have wine during the meal, el la'achar amazon, then echad mivarech lekulam. Right? It's not talking about a case, it's not talking about the same case, one after another. Interesting. Good. If you look at the Rambam, it's a big discussion. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam says you're supposed to be koveya each su'uda of Shabbos al hayayin. Like our Gemara says, adam koveya su'udaso al hayayin. The Rambam's lashon in Hilchos Shabbos, paraglam and halacha tes, is all three meals of Shabbos should be nikva al hayayin. The tour understands the Rambam as meaning you have to make kiddush at every meal on Shabbos. Koveya su'uda means have wine at the beginning of the meal. And that's why the Torah assumes that the Rambam holds you have to make Kiddush even at Shalosh Shudas. The Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam and the Rashba right here both say, what's the Torah talking about? What's the Torah talking about? The Rambam doesn't say you have to have Kiddush. The Rambam holds that you have to make Kiddush twice. And in a separate halacha, he says you'd be Koveya Su'uda al Hayayin. And that's why if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Kesef Mishnah says, interestingly, he usually tells you what to do. Here the Shulchan Aruch says what you don't need to do. The Shulchan Aruch says, you don't need to make Kiddush at Shalosh Shudas. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes that it is a good idea to be Koveya Su'uda on wine, meaning to have wine during Shalosh Shudas, to be Yotzei the Rambam. But not that you have to make Kiddush at Shalosh Shudas, but that's where the Rambam gets it from our Gemara, from our Lashon, that on Shabbos and Yontif, Koveya Su'uda al Hayayin. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the two dots. We'll continue with Beis Shammai tomorrow, and we'll get to some other issues tomorrow also. Birchas Hareach, little Agarata we get into tomorrow, and we will continue. Parsha Shir tonight, 8:45.